Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Hashim. May I start with your 16-digit reservation code, please?
Yeah, just hold 1 second, will you?
Yeah, absolutely. No problem.
Okay, I'll just hold for a little bit longer. I'm driving down the road right now. I got to turn out this corner.
No problem. Take your time.
Okay. Yeah, I got the paperwork with me, so.
Absolutely. No problem. How's your day going?
Oh, it's going good, but I wish I could get some money financed.
Well,
no,
we'll
see what we come up with.
Yeah.
Okay, well, okay, here's my number.
Sure.
I'll turn the tractor off. Okay, it's 2511.
Uh-huh.
1401.
Okay.
0029.
Mm-hmm.
6126.
6-1.
Bear Creek Trucking.
2-6. All right, and you're calling from Bear Creek Trucking. Perfect.
Yes, I'm his father. My boy owns a business.
All right, perfect. And what is your name, sir?
Mine's Doug.
Doug, all right.
Matt is my boy. Matt Warning is my boy. He's the one that owns Bear Creek.
Gotcha.
We helped him get started.
Excellent. What was the last name you said?
Warning.
Warning?
Yeah, W-E-R-N-I-N-G.
Got it. Warning, okay.
Yeah,
so Matt's the owner, and then you're his father, Doug, correct?
Yes, I don't have nothing to do with it, but I do call and see if he can get money financed.
Okay, perfect.
We have individuals financing a lot of equipment right now. We got a lot of payments out, and he wanted to see if we could. Well, we didn't know how much money we could even get. We've been trying to get them all consolidated, so we only got one payment a month.
Gotcha. Okay.
No.
Perfect.
So I've been calling a lot of these. If you look me up or look him up, you'll see we got refused a few times too.
Oh, really? So you've inquired a few times, huh?
Oh yeah, we've been doing it for the last 3 years trying to get some place where we could, you know, just finance you one place and pay one place and.
All right. Well, let's see if we can help you out with that. So I'm going to confirm a little bit of information that we have on file here and answer any questions you have. Is the billing address still 6315 30th Avenue Drive?
Yes, it
is. It's Shellsburg, Iowa 52332.
Yes, it is.
All right. Excellent. And so we got the address and the what's a good phone number just in case we get disconnected here?
Okay, it's 319-540-3138.
3138, got it, perfect. And let's see, what's a good, do you have a good email address? Might be able to send some additional information to, sure.
Yeah, it's Bear Creek Trucking.
Bear Creek Trucking at
yahoo.com.
At yahoo.com, I like that, nice and simple.
Yep.
So what is the structure of the business? Is it like an S corp, C corp, LLC?
It's an LLC.
Okay, great. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to call. Perfect. All right. So we have a lot of different programs really available, depending on your specific needs. Why don't you tell me kind of what you're looking for, so I can point you in the right direction?
What we're trying to do is just consolidate some of these people that helped us get started,
okay.
And then we got a high price, and then we borrowed some high price. I don't know, maybe you're them.
All right then, perfect. So how much are you looking for?
We're not currently financed to you right now, are we?
No, you're not, no.
Okay. Well, anyway, there's a place in Florida that charges high priced interest. We owe them about $18,000 or $17,000.
Okay.
We've just been going through little people that charge, well, like when we got the truck, they were charging 32% interest.
Oh wow!
Well, we're looking at trying to get them paid off down there in Florida.
Okay.
So they take payments out every day,
right.
$170 or $180 a day.
Okay.
I'd like to get them paid off,
right.
And maybe get an additional maybe $30,000.
Okay, gotcha.
To update our equipment, around $50,000.
Okay, so we're looking for around $50,000. And then you said how much of that was to consolidate, around 17 or 18,000?
Yeah. And then we probably use the rest to update our equipment a little bit because we've got five semis. But we only got three of them on, or two on the road right now because they need repairs.
Gotcha. Okay, so for updating the equipment, what kind of equipment are you looking to update?
We got some 06 Freightliners, and we got some trailers we want to update, get fixed.
Okay.
Some Tempe trailers and some other trailers that need to be, I mean, we buy old stuff because we can't afford new stuff, so we got to update
right.
our equipment, let's put it that way.
Right, okay, gotcha, makes sense to me.
We're not, I mean, for five semis and trailers, we don't have no $1 million in our stuff. I mean, we kept it small. We started from scratch. But if we can get some help to regroup here and get rid of our, you know, high price interest, we'd appreciate it.
Okay, absolutely. Let's try and work on that then. So what do you think your return on investment is going to be if you were to get this $50,000, consolidate the loan, and update that equipment? What do you kind of
right now? Okay, right now, if we would have had them all running, we would have made between $40,000 and $50,000 a month.
So you can make an additional $40,000 to $50,000 per month if you do this.
Right now we're making about $7,000-$8,000 a week. Right now we're making about $4,000 a week.
Okay. And
but our equipment needs repaired, and we don't. Like I said, my son's going nuts because we haven't had no financing to fix another stuff up, and I fix the stuff. I work for a farmer too. See.
Right.
So just him and his sister driving trucks right now. They got two trucks on the road right now, and they make about, well, one's down. One just blew the fuel pump yesterday, so we got to get a fuel pump. I got to put that on. But otherwise, they would have been, I'm shooting for a month of income, gross, of $40,000 to $50,000 if I can put everything together.
Okay, so this will increase the business revenue by $40,000 to $50,000 per month?
It will increase about $30,000 a month.
Okay. Wow, okay. That's a significant increase then.
Well, yes, that's why my son's been asking me to try to find some finance. Every time I go somewhere, they want, you know, they only give me, like, they pay off the old loan, they give me $8,000 more. Well, $8,000 when you're buying the, you know what I mean? If you go in a shop part and get parts, it's $2,000 to $3,000. I mean,
right.
Parts are expensive. So, I mean, well, that money's gone right away. I mean, you can't. And then you got, you know, you get things fixed, and then nothing breaks. But I mean, we're doing good for two trucks, but we want to get them all going.
Right, right. No, absolutely, completely understand. It's way more efficient. But so when are you looking to do this by? Just as soon as possible, or are you kind of
as soon as possible as we can do it as soon as possible? Because my wife's going after just today she's got to spend about $1,200 on a fuel pump.
Gotcha. Okay.
And she's gonna bring that home to me, and I'll get that running by tomorrow. So. They can keep making their $7,000, $4,000, $5,000 a week.
Okay, excellent then. So tell me about your credit or your son's credit if you're not sure. Are you guys good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
His credit score is not very good.
Not too. You'd say it's on the lower
it's under,
end?
It's between 4 and 5. It was higher.
Okay.
But we only had one truck running for 2 months, like, his truck was the only one running here for about 2-3 months, and our revenue went way down.
Okay.
We survived. I mean, we were a struggling company because when we bought, everything was in top condition 3 years ago, okay?
Gotcha. Sure.
Then we had some drivers quit because it wasn't up to par, so we had to look for other drivers. And we just said, my son says, you know, maybe we should just quit. He says, we can't get financing, you know, and to get this stuff going, we could make a whole bunch of money, but we just can't score. He was only 20 when he started, and I mean, it doesn't seem like there's most people go to the banks. We don't have a bank. Our bank won't borrow no money.
Right.
So, most people go to the bank, they get the money, they pay it back. We try to pay it back, but we're paying high interest. We aren't getting the low interest rate.
Right.
It seems like we're paying double for everything we buy. So he's just getting frustrated. I mean, he's just getting frustrated, and then the credit score goes down. Because it lingers on some bills, you know, and stuff. So I know he's got to pick up that. It don't get repoed, but it gets close to getting repoed. So then we pay it right away. See?
Right. So
I mean, that's how credit scores goes down.
Right, gotcha. So, I mean, what kind of loans do you guys have right now out on the business?
We got a pickup loan. We got that loan down in Florida we want to get rid of. A couple small individual loans we got to get paid, and that's
sure.
it.
Sure. Do you have
and that's
any?
That's what I wanted the $50,000 for.
Right. Do you just have a little bit more detail on the loans, like the one that you're trying to consolidate? You know, who'd you guys do it with? How long is that term?
Yeah, it's for a year, I think. It was with, it's in Florida with Merchants Cash and Capital.
Okay.
And they get their money every day. We've never been late with a payment to them.
Okay,
great. Never been late.
Great, and that was a one-year loan. You said it's 12 months.
I don't think it's a one-year loan. I don't think so. It might have been, but I don't know. They renewed it. They renewed it here, and I know the payoff with interest and everything. It was like $22,000, and the payoff was $18,000, and we've been paying on it, so it's probably $17,000 or $16,000.
Okay, so the total payback on it, you said it was 22.
No. That's if we run the whole term.
Okay.
That's with interest. That's with the interest. But if we paid off early, they don't penalize us for that. So they'll just, like I said, it could be down to $17,000 or $16,000 now. I don't know.
Okay, gotcha. So you're around $17,000 is what the balance that's left, right?
And right.
So originally, you took out the loan for how much?
Well, that $18,000, I think, that or $19,000 or $8,000, I don't know. Well, first of all, it started a year and a half ago. We bought like... I'm not for sure. We've been dealing with these people for about a year and a half, I think.
Okay.
We get them paid down. They refinance it and give us a little bit more money. Okay, pay that. They up our payment. We pay that off. They refinance it, give us a little bit more money, and up the payment. They never give us a whole bunch of money. They only give us like $5,000 or $6,000 at a time.
Right, so they're not giving you enough, not what you're looking for.
Well, no, because... Yeah, $5,000 or $6,000. We shouldn't have even renewed it, to be honest with you. My son kind of got mad when I renewed it, because
really?
He said, let's just get out from underneath it, because they never give us enough money to operate.
Right. So
and then they take out like $700 a week,
right?
You know, for their, and that's $32 or something a month payments to them, you know. So it adds up. All the money goes out, see?
Right, no, of course, I understand. What's the daily payment on that loan that you have right now?
It's around $160 or $170 a day.
Okay, so $160 to $170. Okay, I'm just trying to put some numbers together.
And I want to get rid of that. I want to get rid of that one.
Okay, so we definitely want to get rid of that one. That's one. So
that's high interest.
Okay, that's one of our main objectives. Okay, is to get rid of that loan. What other loans do you have out on the business?
They're all personal, but they're like at 5% interest. I don't want to get rid of them.
Okay, sure. Do you have a line
they're
of credit
personal.
In the business right now?
No, we don't have a line of credit.
Okay.
With no banks.
Okay, gotcha. What are the other, are they equipment loans, or what other kind of loans are they?
Yeah, they're personal. Well, like I said, my son didn't have no credit, so we had a farmer that helped us out with a low interest loan.
Okay.
And he's not even registered or whatever. I mean, he just, you know what I mean? He's more or less a silent person that just don't want nobody to know that he's making a little bit of interest. You know what I mean?
Okay, gotcha. He's kind of it's a private loan.
Yeah, it's a private loan. Yeah, we have some private loans out there, yeah.
Okay. All right, gotcha.
But they're helping my boy, see, because they like Matt, you know, but...
Yeah.
I mean... And they're helpful. I mean, we need some help since we don't have a line of credit. They always come through and help us like for a couple $1,000s, then we pay them back, you know.
Gotcha. So they believe in the business too.
Yes, they believe in the business. Yes.
Gotcha. So tell me a little bit about sales. How were sales last year?
Sales? We with two trucks running, we make over $200,000 gross.
Okay.
I think last year we made $230,000.
Okay.
But I'm trying to get up to $400,000 or $500,000.
Yeah, no, of course.
That's what I'm trying to get up to, see?
Right. And for this year, what are you guys on track for?
We want to get 200,000 yet this year. 4,250. Because we haven't had nothing running except for two trucks all year long, see?
Right. So by the end of the year, you're expected to reach around what?
If we can get the financing, we'll make another $100,000 before the end of the year. It'll probably be over $300,000.
Over $300,000, that's with the financing. What about without the financing?
Financing, probably $230,000.
So around the same thing as last year?
Right.
Okay. And how long have you guys been in business?
3.5 years almost.
Oh, okay. So you guys are still kind of up and coming. So that's pretty good.
Oh, we're gonna keep going. Don't get me wrong. We're gonna keep going. We just wanted to make life a little easier for us.
Good. Good. Okay. Good. I'm glad to hear you guys at least didn't quit. You know.
Well, I'm 100% behind my son. I work on the trucks. I keep him going. I keep my daughter going. I mean,
good.
We want to find the right place to finance and show them that we can. With their help, we can make some money and pay them off and keep borrowing from them. That's what my goal is.
Right. Okay. Perfect. Okay. Good.
I mean, we're not quitters. We work. I get about 3-4 hours of sleep a night, and I mean, people think I'm crazy, but my son and I, we started this to exceed, not to fail.
Exactly, and you started it from scratch too. So you're building.
That's right. That's right. We got five trucks right now, and everybody wonders how we did it. Well. We work at it. We don't just sit on the couch and watch TV.
Exactly. You're working your butt off. Trust me, I know how business
goes. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So that's why I'm calling you for your help.
Absolutely. All right. And
because you mailed me some information, and I'm trying to... that letter said 250. I don't want 250.
Right.
You know what I mean? I just want enough to do what we can do, you know?
Of course. No. We're trying to get you that $50,000 or shoot for as much as we can as possible. Is your son the 100% owner of the business?
Yes, he's 100% owner.
Okay, cool. Let's get that down here. Warning, 100% owner of the business. All right, perfect. And then you said you've already looked into financing.
Oh yeah, we've looked at all. Everybody says the person in Florida is actually the only one we got money from. They're the only ones that accepted us. They says your credit score. Well, that's why they only give us so much money all the time. But
like
their payments are getting, you know what I mean, for what we got borrowed and what we use it for.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of ridiculous because all they do is give us just a little bit of dribble. They charge us high price payments.
Right. And
they don't. They don't drop their payments down to give a guy a break. They have a short term payback. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah. So that's how you know most working capital loans work. Actually, they're all pretty short term. But what are the reasons that they're telling you that they keep denying you?
Oh, just because of credit score, basically, and like Matt's been behind on his pickup payment. That's through Ford. That's through our loan company. He's picked up it, but that actually is personal vehicle. But he works for the company, so we got to pay it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, well, he's entitled to get paid too, some money, you know.
Yeah.
So, but Matt's personal pickup's been behind, and that lowers his credit score, of course.
Yeah. No, of course. Okay. So you told me his credit score is somewhere in like 400 to 500, right?
I think so. It's been a while. It was up to 700 at one time, but. He never lets me know when he gets behind, see?
Yeah.
Until he absolutely needs some money to get something paid. And then he comes up to me and says, "Dad, I need paid tomorrow."
Oh, man.
I said, "Well, why don't you let me know before so I keep your credit good?" He just hasn't learned everything yet. He's young.
Yeah,
I'm
exactly.
teaching him. And I can't teach him everything. He's a hell of a driver, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Good. Glad to hear that. He's doing what he likes to do.
They're working hard for what they got. Let's put it that way. But that credit score is not really fair to a person that's working hard, though.
Right.
You know, I don't feel. But
we
can't do nothing about the credit score. We just got to deal with that, I guess.
Exactly. That gets fixed in time, you know. It takes a while.
Yep.
Yeah. So I mean, based on everything you've really told me, we're kind of looking for a working capital loan. as well to consolidate that $17,000 or $18,000 that you guys have out, and to update some equipment, get your trailers updated and fixed, since you told me you guys are constantly fixing those. So you said it would increase sales about $30,000 per month. So
yes, it would.
That is, you know, that's
large. And I mean, we pay you back. Yeah.
Yeah. And sorry, what were you saying?
Well, I was saying we'd probably pay you back right away because my son doesn't like to owe anybody too much. So, I mean, we probably pay you off within a year anyway.
Great, great, perfect then. Cause, I mean, we also have, you know, early paybacks, and, you know, we'll go into that stuff kind of a little bit later once I get some stuff on the table
right.
for you. But,
right.
So we're looking to do this as soon as possible. We went over the credit. You told me it's a little bit on the lower end, but, you know, we'll see what we can do.
I'm not lying to Neil. I do not lie to anybody that gives us finance.
Absolutely. I appreciate you being straightforward with me. And so sales, you said we're looking around the same thing, around $230,000 again this year. We've been in business about...
If we don't get the financing, that's... And we have we're all for ADM,
uh-huh.
so our money's there all the time.
Right.
It's a big feed company we haul for.
Right.
All the trucks are with them, so we aren't going to lose our business or our haul. Let's put it that way.
Okay. And then we said we've been in business about 3.5 years, and
yep.
Matt owns the business entirely, correct?
Yep.
And. You guys said you applied for financing everywhere. The only place really that got you something was Merchants Cash and Capital. And you said it was,
yep.
And you said you have around a $17,000 balance left on there with $160 to $170 daily payments, you said?
A day, yep, a day. 5 days a week and no holidays. They don't take no money on holidays.
Okay, gotcha. And then there's no line of credit or anything like that on the business. The rest is all private.
Nope.
Private investors.
Nope, it's all private.
Okay. All right, perfect. So what I can do for you then right now is go ahead and shoot over that email. You said it was BearCreekTrucking@yahoo.com,
yep.
correct?
Yep.
So I can go ahead and shoot over the email over there to you, and it's going to have kind of a list of the little documents that I need in order to try and get you an approval here. The only thing we require are 6 months of your most recent bank statements. You know, we check out the ending balances basically per month. And
like it's gonna be up and down on this.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. As long as it's are they negative though?
They've been negative. They've been good. But uh-huh. I mean, we've struggled. But like I said, our money comes in.
Right.
We never know when our money's gonna come in, but we know it's gonna come in. So it's been up and down. It's been up
right.
and down. Yes. It's.
Okay.
Yes, it's been negative. I'm not gonna say it hasn't been, but the next day it's
sure.
up again.
So, more recently, say in your last, like, 3 months, are the ending balances negative at all?
I can't tell you that. I don't know how they end and when they do with the bank.
Not quite
but
sure.
The bank does not borrow us no money, and they don't pay our checks.
Right.
If they get our checks, you know, if we write a check, they send them back.
Okay, gotcha.
And until the money's there, they send them back through the second time.
Gotcha.
I'm just being honest with you.
Absolutely, no, completely appreciate that. Okay, so I mean, I can go ahead and shoot over the email to you.
So if it's not worth my time, I don't want to do it.
No, absolutely. I completely understand. So what I'll do is I'll send that email to you. I'll look for your 6 month bank statements, okay? And then we're also going to take a look at the most recent tax return for the business.
Okay.
And then there's also just, you know, a general one page application that I'm going to have attached there in the email for you to fill out. Just, you know, the name of your son, have him sign it, and general business information. And then from there, you send that information to me. I'll shoot it over to the underwriters and see what they can come back with me with. And,
okay, thank you.
From there, I'll go ahead and give you a call, and, you know, we'll go over what I got for you. How's that sound?
Okay. Well, give me a couple days on this. Thank you.
Sure. Absolutely. No problem.
Okay.
All right. No problem, man. Take care, Doug.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.